This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 898. Celebratory IELTS answers for tricky part three questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the 7 or higher you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/my score.
On IELTS, talking about your country and culture in English can be tough. Today, you learn how to discuss national holidays in speaking part three and hear our native 4th of July answers. Lindsay, welcome back to IELTS Energy.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on here. Jessica, thank you for welcoming me back.
I mean, our listeners are so lucky this week because they just got to hear your voice yesterday. So,
oh my gosh.
This is a Lindsay heavy week. I think a lot of fans will be excited about that.
Well, I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, awesome. So what are we getting into today, Jessica?
Well, recently, guys, as we're recording this, as you're listening to this, actually, recently it was the 4th of July here in America, which is our National Independence Day. I would say the most important national holiday here would be the 4th of July. That just got me thinking, guys. There are questions that come up about national holidays, why they're important, do they matter anymore? These are really tough questions that come up on IELTS.
Ooh, and really good questions and good opportunities, I think, for our listeners. So guys, you know that you know your national holidays, you know what they mean to you, right? So just remember that when a question like this comes up on IELTS, you can answer it because it's your material.
Exactly. But like, this is where a lot of students run into problems is that they don't actually practice describing this stuff in another language. A lot of times, guys, like, for example, as an IELTS examiner, if I ask someone about food, they would be at a loss for words because they don't know the English names for ingredients, right? Yeah. For their like national dishes. So this is something we actually recommend you doing in the Three Keys IELTS study plan. There are certain assignments on there that help you practice this stuff in English because cultural topics are tricky when you're trying to do it in English.
Yeah, so we can't take anything for granted, right? In our preparation, we have to go through the system and practice it. Yeah.
Exactly. So Lindsay and I are just going to talk a little bit, guys, about what 4th of July means to us right now. And this is a great model for how you can describe a national holiday. And then, guys, we're going to tell you where you would find this on the exam. And this episode's so full of good stuff, guys. We're also going to give you a couple sample answers for IELTS Part 3 questions about national holidays.
Oh my gosh, so much good stuff.
So much good stuff. So here's another tip real quick, guys. Be honest. Like, don't try and describe something all positively if it's actually not positive or a big deal for you. Remember, guys, the IELTS examiner doesn't care if you're patriotic. Like, we just want to hear you talk.
Yeah, go wherever you have more material. Exactly. That's what I would say, right? You know, if you have some bad stories, some experiences, some negative feelings about a certain holiday, maybe there's a story there that would be great for part two. And that's going to let you fill the full 2 minutes.
Totally. Yes. Exactly. So on that note, Lindsay, what are your feelings about the 4th of July?
Oh my gosh. Let me ask you a question first. Is this a sample answer and for which part, or are we just going back and forth first?
This is not a sample answer yet, guys. All right. This is listeners' chance to hear how natives talk about holidays.
Okay, great. I just had to clear that up.
Good.
All right. Oh my gosh, my feelings about the 4th. I love it. It's my favorite holiday, actually, because, it means summer. It means sandals. It means the beach, fireworks, barbecues, friends. I mean, all the stuff I love. I mean, what's not to love about the 4th of July, I think?
It is super fun. I love the fireworks and the barbecues and stuff. Mm-hmm. To be completely honest, though, it does not have enormous meaning for me personally, just because I spent most of my 20s outside of America. So I didn't celebrate the 4th of July for like a decade. And then when I did come back, it was, you know, there was a lot to do as soon as I came back. So it's never been that like huge of a deal for me personally. Yeah.
I can see that. That makes sense. I don't know. I just have so many good memories. You know, it's always a day off, right? And everyone's off. No one's really working on the 4th. It's just, I just have good memories of a full day with friends, just in the sunshine. I don't know what it is, but it's just, I think it's also a pretty simple holiday. You know what I mean? Like Thanksgiving and Christmas, those holidays can get a little more complicated, a lot of planning required. I like simple things.
You know, we've discussed holidays on the show before, and this is what I do remember about your answers. It's like, you love the holidays that are like more like with friends in like a simple celebratory
way. Just show up.
Yeah.
No need to like look for gifts for a month. You don't need to plan out all this stuff. Just show up and hang out. Have a good time.
I love it. Okay, guys. So where could these ideas be useful on the test? In part one, you could be asked this personal reaction, like Lindsay and I just said, right? Like, what was the last holiday you celebrated? Do you enjoy celebrating holidays with friends and family? So those are classic part one questions. In part two, right, the long turn, it could be like, describe the last celebration you went to. Describe the last holiday you celebrated.
Yeah.
And part three, guys, remember, it zooms out. It is connected to the part two topic, but it zooms out. It's not personal. It's asking you to reflect on culture, society at large.
Yes. So our approach to these answers is going to be very different, right? Between part one, two, and three. And you have to know that, guys. You have to have these strategies to pass the IELTS.
Exactly. Guys, you have heard even native speakers on the show before say how they couldn't have gotten eights and nines on IELTS if they hadn't been through our system and learned about the test. And in speaking, guys, it is true more than anything else. As an examiner, I had to give some native speakers like sixes sometimes.
Really?
They just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. That is so embarrassing.
Real bad. Okay. So guys, let's dive into some sample answers now. So you're going to hear two IELTS Part 3 questions and our answers. So the first question, Lindsay.
Okay.
Why are national holidays celebrated? Hello, students. Are you ready for IELTS? Probably not. That's why you're listening to this show. We help so many students get the IELTS scores they need to unlock their dreams. So guys, find out if you would pass IELTS with that 7, with that 8, with that 9 if you took it today. Get your estimated IELTS band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ooh, that is such a good question. Well, first of all, I really think it depends on the holiday. But on a more kind of theoretical level or abstract level, I think national holidays are important that, you know, to be celebrated. They are celebrated because they bring a country together in a way that, you know, every day, you don't have that opportunity on other days that are not a holiday. You know, one example is the 4th of July. I don't consider myself super patriotic, but I do feel a sense of pride when I hear the fireworks, when I come together with friends on the 4th of July. I think there are certain things to be proud about when it comes to being American. And those days, like the 4th of July, allow us the chance to feel that and to kind of revel in that, where we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So I would say that's the reason that holidays are celebrated.
I love it. Because that was a tough question. There is no obvious answer to that. And Aubrey and I talked about this recently, how sometimes there are weird questions, especially in part three, because the examiner isn't, it's not so much about hearing different topics spoken about. It's about if you can match the function, right? So like motivations, reasons, comparing, contrasting, predicting. It's more about getting you to address those functions. So a couple cool things, guys, that you could take away from Lindsay's answer. before sort of getting into this like sort of sentimental, like abstract explanation, she introduced it by saying, on a more theoretical or abstract level. So that was really nice. Like anytime we talk about like the feelings or, you know, large motivations. And then at the end, you said we can, or I revel in that, meaning like it's just, ooh, you love it so much.
Yes, love it. So good. So guys, write this stuff down. Take notes on this because you're going to want to use these tools. So Jessica, are you ready for your question here?
Yeah, part three question.
All right. So this is also a part three question. So we're going to ask you, are they changing? Are holidays changing in recent years where you live?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, the most immediate answer would be yes, for sure, right now. Where I live, we are just entering the next phase of coming out of quarantine. So the way this connects to holidays is, yeah, for sure. We're still not allowed in my city to have gatherings of more than 15 people. And so that completely changes the way people celebrated the 4th of July. If I contrast this year to last year, I was in a park until midnight with my son and friends and like tons of other people. There were no thoughts of social distancing. It didn't exist yet. So, I mean, right now, in light of current circumstances, yes, celebrations have changed a lot.
Ooh, very nice. I like the answer. I like how you painted a picture of yourself with your son and your friends in the, you know, in the park at midnight. Fantastic. I also like how you set up this structure. If I contrast this year to last year, that's kind of a nice structure.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be great for you guys to use. You can copy that in any contrast answer about the past, because that also classic part three function we're getting at as examiners is getting you to compare the past and now. Like, guys, you will definitely get a question like that on the exam. Yeah. Here's the next question for our listeners, not for you, Lindsay, but for our listeners.
Okay.
Listeners, do you think you would get that 7, that 8 on IELTS speaking if you took the test right now? You know, don't pay $300 to go just see what you would get. You could find out for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Find out what you would get on the IELTS exam if you took it right now.
Yes, I love it. So many students have gone through that and have gotten their score, and then they know where to start. And then they get resources, they get ideas, they get an invitation into our course, you know, to come in at the right level and to get a study plan based on that level. So guys, don't miss that opportunity. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes, exactly. I mean, gosh, you know, I know the world is changing right now, but that doesn't mean that your future is done, right? No, it's not, guys. Like that life vision, that goal is still there for you, right?
100%.
So get started on the right foot. Find out where you're starting from, and then you know what to study. Yes. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Awesome. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Thank you, Lindsay. Always so fun to have you on IELTS Energy.
Always fun. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.